All right, we call it First Thoughts. 14 and a half before 6 and 24 degrees. Chilly start to the day. I know my wife covering her plants last night saying, boy, you want to, just getting going here. You don't want them to die, so trying to protect them as best you can. Hope you had a good weekend. Thanks so much for your support. Your support for our single mom Saturday. It went last week, starting Saturday and Sunday, but then running really all through last week, ending on Friday. And I don't know, as we handed it off to Sam on Fridays, I think we had top 21,000. We'll wait and see. It'll take a couple of days to get the final number of where we sit in terms of, I don't know if we caught last year's 22,000, and I don't know if we got to the 23.6 as the all-time record. We were dreaming of 25, so thanks again to everybody who supported. In fact, even as I check here, see if anything came in later on Friday. Yeah, it seems like here was one. What was it? Friday. This is the 20th, so Friday the 17th. I see Alan in Elk Mound gave to Single Mom Saturday $125, and that one coming in at just about 8 o'clock at night on Friday. So gifts were still coming in. Another $100 from Karen in Hixton as well. That one later on Friday evening at 8:13. Even at, wow, my goodness. Okay. Yes, how about this one? I don't know if we'd have officially counted that or not, but after 10 at night on Friday night, a gift of $550 from Frank in Eau Claire. So thanks so much, Frank, for that support. And there's even another $20 gift coming in, or 11:30 at night on Friday night from Jenny. And Jenny with that support from Medford. So thanks so much, North, South, East, West, all throughout the WIB listing area, your support of Single Mom Saturday. Quickly, one item out of today in history, at least. In 1939.
There's no question in my mind. This is the greatest game that has ever been invented.
Baseball Hall of Famer Ted Williams made his Major League debut with the Boston Red Sox. This day, the year my dad was born, 1939. All right. And our promise of the day is later, actually. Yeah, after our celebrations. But right now, we've got our devotion for April 20th. No tomb could contain what love was about to release. Bob Goff's Devo from Live in Grace, Walk in Love, his 365-day journey. Mark 9:31, he said to them, the Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men. They will kill him, and after 3 days, he will rise. Goff says, I'm a lawyer and keep secrets for a living, but there's one big exception. I'll confess, I'm not great at keeping secrets when it's a surprise for someone I love. When I was a kid, says Bob, I'd spill the beans the moment I heard about a Christmas gift someone was going to get. I just couldn't contain my excitement. Surprise parties, forget about it. My grins and leading questions gave it away faster than a viral video. He says, I've grown a little in this area, but only because I've told friends to limit the details they share with me. I'm just too big of a gamble. Goff says, it's easy to get excited when we know something good is about to happen. We do this when we know what's coming will change someone's life for the better. Their future joy is our joy right now, and we can't keep quiet. He says, I think that's how the angels must have felt when they knew Jesus was going to burst out of the tomb. They had to stand guard and keep watch as Jesus' friends mourned and accepted the death of a revolution. The angels knew better. I bet they were thinking, the disciples' minds are about to be blown. Just like us, the disciples had lost sight of what Jesus had told them about what would happen next. They returned to life with no imagination for the miracle about to come 3 days later. Goff concludes by saying, there was no way to ruin the plans God had made since the beginning of time. The Roman soldiers stationed guards at the tomb to try to control the outcome. The reason was simple. They wanted to get ahead of the narrative so they could stomp out any sign of a miracle. But Jesus busted through anyway. No tomb could contain what love was about to release. Today's question, what is Jesus releasing in your life today? All right, highlight of our weekend. What was yours? Let us know on the listener line, 715-396-1670. I'm going to go with, it was a good weekend. I'm going to go with going to the Red House of Hope dinner on Saturday night at the Knights of Columbus Hall there in Chippewa Falls. Good to be with my cornhole friend Don Breedle from Days Gone By, the WIB Cornhole Tournament. And 3 years, I think, or so, we took part in that together. But he and his family and raising funds and awareness for Red House of Hope and the good work they're doing in the Chippewa Valley.
Well, a lot of different things going on for our family over the weekend. And again, continue to ask for all of you for prayers for my nephew, Jace. We were able to spend some time in the hospital at Gillette Children's in the cities. But I highlight of the weekend, I was just thinking about this, and it was probably just spending time with my boys a little bit on Saturday. So the girls had headed up to Rice Lake. There was a baby shower there. And so it was just the boys and I. So Cooper and Teddy and I, and we just had errands to run. So it really wasn't anything more complicated than there was some shopping we needed to do. But just having some time with just the boys and I, thought this is just really neat to have some dad and son time together. So enjoyed that. Of course, we probably got more snacks than we needed to, but enjoyed that shopping and errand running just with the boys. It's sometimes the simple things in life, right? So that was a highlight of my weekend.
Morning, guys. Hey, a highlight from my weekend. We carpooled over to Grace Church in Eden Prairie on Saturday to be a part of Arise with the Guys. Our men's ministry from church sponsored the trip. We had 9 men and 7 sons in attendance to hear a powerful testimony from the fullback from the Minnesota Vikings, C.J. Ham. We also heard from Super Bowl winning receiver Cooper Kupp, who was the 2026 Uncommon Award winner that was given by Tony Dungy. I really enjoyed the carpooling and with a really great group of guys, and we had a nice lunch together after the event. It's a very memorable trip. So thanks, guys.
Well, it turns out that Americans are suffering from subscription fatigue.
Maybe it's just subscriptions for different things, because it could be magazines and things like that might have been what we subscribed to more in the past. Now it's probably a lot more online digital services, and people are saying maybe it's too much.
Yeah, the subscription economy has reached a saturation point, with many households reporting that they are more aggressively pruning their subscriptions.
The most interesting part of a recent survey is that the average American currently spends $219 per month on subscription services, yet estimates they only spend $86. So $133 perception gap versus what they actually spend versus what they think they spend.
I've heard those ads, right, for a service that can tell you, like, what you're spending, you know, so... 41% of consumers now report experiencing subscription fatigue, which is a 17% increase from 2024 levels as the number of available services continues to climb.
And it just seems to be everything, right? So you think about the streaming services, but it's now cloud storage and this and that. And it's like, wow, I'm just shelling out little bits of money or larger bits of money again and again and again, month after month. I can absolutely identify with this. The average person now manages 8.2 active subscriptions across categories like streaming and food delivery.
Streaming video remains a primary expense, with the average household paying for 4.5 different services at a combined cost of just under $70 a month.
Originally, when it was cutting the cord, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, get rid of cable, get streaming services because you're going to save money.
Yeah.
Now I don't know that that's nearly
true.
As true.
Yeah.
The average person now maintains nearly one full unused subscription, which costs approximately $127 annually for a service they literally do not use.
Listen to radio. It's free.
It's still free. That's where I was going as well, too. It's 16 and a half past 8 o'clock, 37 degrees, sunshine on this Monday morning. Coming up on Thursday, there's a great opportunity for an open house, a K-8 open house and special kindergarten preview at Venture Academy. And so one of the parents from Venture Academy with a kindergartner is Clarissa, and she joins us this morning. Clarissa, thank you for being here on WWIB.
Thanks for having me.
So what's kind of that experience been like? You told me off the air that you have one school-age child before two children right now, but one who is making that transition from daycare, from 4K to kindergarten. And so this was kind of a whole new world for you and your family. What's that experience been like so far with Kindergarten Adventure?
I'm going to be honest, we were not planning on doing school. We were planning on homeschooling just because of everything that's out there right now and how our family operates. But we went on a tour. We heard about Venture. We went on a tour. And we decided like we were led there. That's where we were going to go. And I remember the transition. I got extremely emotional as it got closer.
Yeah.
I was finding myself crying. I didn't know how my daughter was going to do with it. And the school supported both of us. I mean, I had meetings where I sat down with the Stephanie from admissions. She invited me in. She sat with me. She prayed with me. She hugged me. She guided me through the transition. And then when my kindergartner was very nervous, would not get out of my car, she came out. She jumped right into action. She came out. She guided her in. And for a couple of months, she met her and she walked her in and she gave her little tasks to get her excited about the morning. And then she slowly just went one step away. So she slowly backed away. She met her at the car, then she met her at the door, and then she just kind of didn't need her anymore.
What changes, Clarissa, what changes have you seen in your daughter since she started Kindergarten Adventure?
Her independence, her learning. I would even say that her faith has kind of blossomed into her own. Like before, I feel like it was an extension of mine, and now it's kind of like her own beautiful thing that she's growing into. She absolutely loves school now. Loves it. Yeah.
That's great to be able to look forward to it. And so much, again, environment, classroom, teachers. What are the things that pop out to you that stand out to you about maybe what makes Venture stand out?
I remember a couple of the things, like on our first tour, the classrooms, they're truly designed to support the whole child. I remember looking in the classroom and just seeing the layout and all the different seating options and how they have environments and chairs for children to wiggle and be kids.
Yeah.
So that really stood out to me. And then the way that they support the whole child and they want you involved and they want to listen to you and they want you to participate. And I thought that that was, if my child was ever going to go to school, that's what we wanted.
Yeah.
Talking to Clarissa, she is the mom of a kindergartner at Venture Academy. They got an open house coming up this Thursday. And it sounds like it's really been a win for your family. How would you describe the overall culture or feel of the Venture community?
Oh, my goodness. I just love it there. I love the community. It's loving. It's supportive. I feel like they do a lot to involve you and to bring the families together. So I go to chapel every week with my daughter. Are once a month, they hold like Venture mornings where they tell you what's going on and they genuinely want to hear what parents have to say. So that is one thing that really stood out to me too about this school, is that they are going to listen to the parents. They're going to truly listen to your feedback. And if changes need to be made, they're going to make them and they're going to let you know what's going on.
We're talking with Clarissa, parent at Venture Academy, parent of a kindergartner. Again, 5:30 p.m. this Thursday, there's an open house. And Clarissa, I think as we wrap up here, some exciting things going on, groundbreaking coming up. Venture, again, continues to grow and expand. And there's an opportunity to learn more about everything going on at Venture this Thursday with this open house as well, too. And maybe just before we let you go, let people know why it would be important to at least check that out, not only online, but in person, to check that out and truly understand in person more of what Venture is about and how they can offer a phenomenal education experience for your child.
I think that Venture is truly extraordinary and it is unlike anything else out there. And you have to go see it to believe it. You have to go experience it. Go speak with someone at admissions. Go to the open house. Just go take a look. And no harm, no foul. If it's not for you, it's not for you. But I truly think you will be very impressed.
And that was kind of your experience as well, too, right? When it's meet the staff, meet the teachers, experience it for yourself. That's when you started realizing, hey, this not only could be an option for our family, but this might be the option, something better than we ever could have imagined.
Absolutely. And during our tour and our meeting, Stephanie was speaking to so many fears and concerns. She was speaking right to my heart. And I actually started crying during our meeting because I realized God led me here. And this is absolutely where my child is going to go.
Clarissa, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for, again, just revealing a little bit more about what it's like to be a parent of a student at Venture. I think there are so many parents listening who are trying to figure out, well, what is best for my child? And it's different for everyone, but Venture is certainly an opportunity to explore, especially with this open house this Thursday. So thanks for sharing some of your day and your heart with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Clarissa.
Again, ventureacademy.org is where you can find out more. Ventureacademy.org, that K-8 open house featuring a special kindergarten preview is coming up this Thursday at 5:30 p.m. Find out more, ventureacademy.org.
Well, we like to enlighten you, and we seek to do that right now with four things you didn't know yesterday.
Yes, indeed. For instance, in 2016, 10 years ago, An Australian man lost 70 pounds in 100 days by eating nothing but potatoes.
I guess there's different ways to have it. You could have it mashed, baked, hash browns, whatever. All right. Very good. Well, also in 2009, 1 month after Tropicana Orange Juice changed its classic package branding, the company saw a $33 million decline in sales, and they quickly reverted to the design we're familiar with, trying to keep the blood loss of money.
I guess we are creatures of habit. Uh-huh. How about this? Four things you didn't know yesterday here in the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. Did you know that fingernails grow 2 to 3 times faster than toenails?
That's good to know.
I didn't realize that.
You don't have to clip them as often. And finally, the Gap clothing store was originally almost named Pants and Discs because founder Don Fisher planned to sell jeans and records together, but it ultimately launched as the Gap instead. Probably a good idea.
Probably.
Yeah.
I'm going to go on down to Pants and Discs.